Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Joe Golnick here on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. Happy Easter to all our friends and families and everyone out there. And we're broadcasting over 120 countries worldwide and growing every show. And I'd like to bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am great. Happy Easter and happy Passover to all our audience. And how are you, Joe?
Yeah, I'm doing great. We got a great show here, and we're going to bring him on right now. This gentleman here, I know from working with Twitter and other areas in the political field. He is the head of Black Pack. His name is George Farrell. How are you doing, George?
Hey, how are you, Joe? Hi, how are you, Scarlett? Thank you guys for having me today. Is my volume okay?
Yeah, you're doing great. That's fine.
Okay.
That is excellent. Can you explain to our audience what is Black Pact?
Okay. Let me explain what Black Pact is. Black Pact stands for the Black Latin Asian Knowledge Political Action Committee. And my wife and I decided to start this organization in 2014. We were actually already active in politics anyway, but we thought we'd start a formal political action committee that could support Black, Latin, and Asian Republicans, mainly conservative Republicans, that believe in pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and pro-school choice, because there was no one out there doing it before we came along. So we wanted to set up a very serious organization, not where you're just seen as entertainment, and recruit and elect serious Black, Latin, and Asians to the Republican Party, in the Republican Party, in Congress. And we've been relatively successful. Not as successful as I like, but we've done a lot more than a lot of organizations. And sometimes we even get the credit. So that's what Black Pack stands for.
Now, the question is, can you name some of the candidates that you helped in the community?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we started with Byron Donalds as a state rep in 2014. He was one of the first people that we helped get elected as a state rep and then on to Congress. We have Byron, that's Byron Donalds. We have Brian Mast, who's Mexican. He's Mexican. He's a veteran. He sacrificed his legs for this country, and we helped get him elected in 2016 to Congress. That's one of the few times we got someone elected that was straight from the civilian to Congress. So we have Brian Mast, and of course, because I live in Florida, most of our victories have come from Florida. So Brian Mast, Byron Donalds. We had help from Gus Bilirakis. Gus really didn't need any help from us. He provided a lot of help to us by mm-hmm. providing us the credibility. He was a very close friend, still is a very close friend. And we knew him way before 2002. And one of our first victories, which goes way, way back, was 1999 when Jeb Bush was elected governor of Florida. In 1996, he lost. But as a private citizen, I helped recruit a lot of very important blacks to support him in 1999, mainly based on school choice. So we go way back. I go way back in Florida, being active since 1999. So we have those two. Unfortunately, I don't have any black females in Congress, and that's a shame. Well, we do have, and then we have two very overqualified people. We just helped Wesley Hunt and from Texas, and John James in Michigan. Go ahead.
Okay, so as far as John James was concerned, he won this time around in this race for Congress, I believe. But he should have won last time in Senate, the race for Senate, but that was stolen. That was the steal. That was the year of the steal, the 2020, when he ran for Senate, and he was up by fairly large margin along with Trump, and they both lost.
They both lost. Well, now we have a great chair in Michigan, so that should not happen again.
Things that we have here in this country is that we got to worry about the RNC, because they're very weak in the way the things are, and I think people like Black Pack and others like that are doing a better job than the RNC is right now.
Well, the RNC doesn't care. I mean, I hate to say this, but Ronna Romney, I was at the winter meeting when Trump became president, and I saw her and I met her at that winter meeting. And I could just tell from her body language, and Trump is usually a very great judge of body language and reading people. I could tell from her body language she was going to stab President Trump in the back and not give him the full support that he deserved. So, you know, I've never been liked by the RNC because the candidates that we support, they really don't want to support. They don't support black females. They don't support a lot of Latins or Asians, none at all. Actually, the only two Asians we have in Congress are from California right now. I don't know what it is, but unfortunately, Ronna got voted right back in because she's a great fundraiser, because her uncle's from in the Senate and has been there for years. She's been able to raise a lot of money and protect her position. But she really is not a person that supports grassroots or that supports candidates that come from the grassroots. And
yeah,
I know she's going to hate me, so she can hate me all you want, Ronna. That's okay.
it's hard because, I actually do a lot of work with the RNC, and we're talking to people, and they mm-hmm. we can't figure out how she got there was the good old boys that got it brought back in. Most of the people that I talk to wanted someone else as chair.
Yeah, I would have liked to see someone else's chair, but unfortunately, we have to work with what we have to work with. One of the things we get people elected on is issues. Sometimes we don't even support the candidate. We just support the issues. If you're pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-school choice, those are our three basics. Those are the candidates that we look for to support. Sometimes the RNC supports pro-abortion candidates.
And we're getting the feel that some of the rhinos are saying that we're going to lose 2024 if we don't stop the abortion, the rhetoric about going against abortion. A pro-life stance is hurting us in the poll, in the elections around the country. And that's what they're saying. And I don't agree with that. I think we're not articulating it better.
It's not that we're not articulated. Well, you're right on one point. But let me tell you this. Most Latin Americans and most Hispanic Americans come from Catholic countries. And those countries are pro-life. It depends on how we approach them. I approach Latins and Hispanics on the issues. And I can tell you that 95% of Latinos are pro-life. And that's a huge voting block. In Florida, 17% of the population is now Latino, Cuban, or Hispanic. 17% is black. If you put those two groups together along with the Asians, you can win every statewide election across this country. Asians hate communism, hate it, because they come from communist countries. They know what communism will do to this country. So they will support the pro-democracy candidate every time, 98%. 98%, again, of Asians are pro-life. This is our base. This is why we win very close elections. We won with Ron DeSantis by only 36,000 votes when he ran in 2018. He was not a blowout. 100,000 votes, black female.
You know, when you talk about abortion, I don't think that's the word should come out. I think we should talk about life and family and try to smother down the word abortion. Okay? This way, you talk about life and the greatness and what's going on and the family unit, and people like those topics, okay? And it's squad, and let the Democrats talk about abortion and killing, okay?
You're right.
And then it comes up to life or killing, you know? And so we're not the bad guys.
You're not the bad guy. Traditional family is something we stop talking about.
Right.
And you cannot have a traditional family with two men or two women. I don't care how you phrase it. You cannot raise a healthy child in an atmosphere with two men or two women. It just don't happen. Not only that, they can't have children. So you're killing this country's ability to procreate. That's just common sense. We're moving toward a country that cannot even support its military.
We have another virus. We have a bigger virus going on because now it's a virus. This trans, whatever it is. Its tentacles are feeding into all different areas now. You know?
Yes. And Budweiser and all these other companies.
Jack
Daniels. It's just horrible.
Yeah.
But you have to understand, they cannot have children.
And so children,
they cannot have children.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, there are parents there that are, you think gay parents or parents with the same sex, two males or two females, bring up a child, and that child is in trouble because I don't care who you are, it's missing something. If you have two males, two fathers, so to speak, that child's going to be missing his mommy type scenario that the mothers could do. And if you have two moms, it's going to miss out on what the daddies are going to do. And if you have a boy and this little boy is going to grow up with knowing only two moms and not a daddy figure in there, that boy is going to be in a lot of trouble down the line. And majority of the time, these kids grow up to be not healthy situations. Some of them have mental health issues. Some of them will end up getting into crime or criminal activities, and some will die at a young age because they don't have the moral compass or the entity of a full, complete family, like a mother and a father. And I'm telling you.
There's also another problem. We have mother and fathers with children and families, and they're telling their children that what those people are doing is okay. You have to respect them. And I'm talking about the trans. Okay, so parents are telling their children, we need to respect these people's decisions, and it's okay, you know? So they're taking them to the drag shows or the storybook, or it's being spoken about in a classroom and in books. And that's a problem because there are just people out there on another planet.
That's one way to put it. They're on another planet. But they're destroying this country from within.
Okay.
They're destroying this country from within because we won't have a military.
Yeah,
they're destroying the family. It's been going on for many, many years. It's been starting now.
They're destroying the fabric of a mother, a father, and children. You know?
Yes.
And grandparents are just as bad. You know? You have just people who just don't see the reality of what it is.
They're ignoring it, but they're not covering it because they control our media.
Yes.
They're controlling our network news and what gets distributed, and they're not talking about great families. They're not showing photos of great families.
No.
They're not showing, and I like Ron DeSantis. He has a great family. His wife survived cancer. This had to be a traumatic experience. I like Ron. He has a traditional family. Byron Donalds, has a great family. Brian Mask, great family. All these guys have great families, but we're
Donald
trying to...
Trump.
Donald Trump has a great family. Great family, very strong, very supportive of him.
And we need to show that
America is a country of families. We're a country of families. And maybe I need to push that more. And maybe that's the way we fight this back. We're a family country. We're a country built on hard work and families.
I know there's two organizations that actually are really in the forefront of fighting besides Black Pack, and that is Alliance Defending Freedom and the Heritage Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are pushing a different type of actions going on right now.
Yes, the Heritage Foundation, I'm supposed to do some training with them. We haven't set up any dates. Hopefully we'll get it done soon. The other organization I haven't heard of, I mean, I think CPAC's a great foundation.
CPAC's another one.
They're a great foundation. I give credit to everybody. I like to brag about everybody because we don't talk nice about each other as Republicans. We do the work for the Democratic Party when we tear each other down.
That's right.
So you'll hear about us talking about each other and talking about other candidates. We always build them up. We'll build up our candidates that we can support. We want to, you know, and I'm actually angry with the American Israeli PAC and Republican Jewish PAC. I mean, the RJC, because they elected a transvestite to Congress and gave them $1 million. And I cannot get them to support any Black or Latin candidates. I mean, it just amazes to me. Amazing.
I'm Jewish, but there are some Jews that are socialists. Okay? They come from Europe.
Yes.
Generations handed down.
Well, don't forget Israel is more of a socialist
country.
I support
defending Israel. Let me say this. I support the defense of Israel. We need to support them. But I cannot support an organization that has openly elected, and this guy lied from day one. I mean, he never attended a Jewish academy, never, never. And they knew about his lies, and they gave him $1 million anyway. Just wrong.
George Santos.
George Santos lied to us in every which way, but we're stuck with him at least until next until 2024. He's not going to win re-election.
They need to be vetted. They need to really be, we need to look thorough in and out at them and interview them and give them very hard questions to answer.
He was interviewed. They knew he was lying.
They did that because they want to take control. They wanted to control Congress, the House of Representatives, so they looked the other way. If they could flip a seat.
Don't. Well, we got Kevin McCarthy. You know, I'm on borderline with him. I like Jim Jordan. Okay, he's making this happen. He's looking out for the people. He's going after the criminals and the traitors. And it really needs to be done. There are people that need to be held accountable. Because if it was you and me or Joseph, we'd be in jail. And the J6, some 1,000 people that are sitting in jail. It's disgusting. And all these crooks and criminals and fraud and liars, whatever else, roaming free and making out well.
What do you see is the main topics for the 2024 election? Because it's not going on just this year, but next year. What's the main topic?
Here's what I want. I think if Trump is serious about winning this election, he's raised maybe $17 million. I would like to have him build a grassroots team of people who are going to go door to door, door knockers and canvassing. If he has a team, a real grassroots team, he can not only win this election, he can win it by 10 to 20 points. But his team doesn't know how to put together a grassroots team. They know how to get on Twitter. They know how to get attention. But they don't know how to campaign. See, the Republican Party, and partly because of Trump, does not know the difference between entertainment and campaigning. And we saw this with Carrie Lake also. She's a great entertainer, but her team didn't campaign. They didn't do face-to-face campaigning. I would like to see people actually knock doors this summer and going into the fall for the Republican Party, and that we really canvass neighborhoods, and that we talk neighbor to neighbor about who we support. Otherwise, we can hang it up because, and this is another mistake by Trump. You cannot win an election with one day of electioneering. You cannot do it. Because, first of all, the voting day is on a Tuesday. If I have to work on Tuesday, I'm going to work first. I'm going to try to vote second. And when I drive by my polling station, if there's a line, I'm going to go home.
No, that leaves doors open. No, I disagree with you. That leaves doors open to steal.
Well, we have to learn how to do it. We have to learn how to get people to the polls early. It is integrity, but we have to learn how to compete with the rules that are there.
They're not followed. And the supervisor election of the 67 counties, most of them, and I'm going to say the terrible, are corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to return to something. Your idea is very interesting about canvassing. What we need to do is to set up where you can get people to come volunteer and educate them how to do that. Okay? And have the supplies where they can go out as a folder with all the candidates in there that people can see who's running and what their platform is. And support them and what their opponent is standing for, okay? And you could see, and this way they know what's going on, okay? And the candidates need to walk around and go door to door. They can't get up on the stage and yada yada. Yada yada is good. I'm not knocking it, but you need to go door to door and say hi. My name is Donald Trump. Can I talk to you for a second, okay? I want to talk to you about the issues and what's going on in the country, okay? Do you have a minute? And his family can do it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of kids.
Actually, what's happening, by the way, is that we found out in 2020, at least I did, was that the, I know down here you have a REX, the Republican Executive Committees, and you have 67
yes.
different counties for different REX
they
and all that.
Nothing.
It's, they do nothing. And so the other group, the, so what happens
yeah.
is the other groups that's involved, the different clubs, so-called clubs, they end up doing the door
mm-hmm.
knocking and rely on different different groups. And we did, in 2020, we did a bunch of door knockings here. I live in Broward County, and we had a bunch of people going around Broward County doing it. And we actually picked up, we actually turned parts of Broward purple. Miami-Dade turned purple and then red when DeSantis won for governor last year. So it,
mm-hmm.
it's, so, it, so it's, we could do it that way. The grassroots is there, but the RECs are not doing anything, the Republican Executive Committees. That's a problem, and that's what we need to do because they are looking for funds to go to different meetings and stuff. And I remember I was part of REC, which is the Broward Republican Executive Committee, and we had a big fight 3 years back when they brought in Robert Runcie, who was a left-wing dingbat school chancellor, which is partly responsible for the Promise Program and Stoneman Douglas and the 17 killed. And he, we also
mm-hmm.
know he was stealing money. And I ran into him at Breck and in the hallway, and I ran at him. And it wasn't for some guy cursing him out afterwards, I would have hit the papers of that day. But the thing is, I warned him that once that the senator's going to do a grand jury and he's going to go down, and that's exactly what that happened. But I did that before DeSantis got elected, and he was there. And Runcie's a black guy, and he turned white as a sheep once they said there's going to be a grand jury investigating money laundering, and that's what happened. But the thing is, when you have Rex bringing in Democrats and left-wingers and all the bad stuff, you're not going to have a party supporting Republicans.
And if you have committee men and women that are corrupt, that just doesn't work either.
So that's a problem we have in Florida.
We have this in Broward County.
Right. But
wow.
But as far
yeah.
as... For as Trump, right now they're trying to divide the country up between Trump and DeSantis, and through social media and stuff like that, and regular media, and they shouldn't be doing that because it's not helping anybody. What do you think?
It's not. I like both of them. I really do like both of them. We go out for both of them. I support both of them. I would like to see it. I don't know. Maybe there's a president and vice president ticket there. I have no idea. It would be great because we also need somebody with military experience in office because we need someone to get us out of these skirmishes. These are not our problems that we're fighting right now. These are not U.S. problems. They will be. You've got China making moves. They will be our problem if we have a weak president like we do now.
It is our
yes.
problem because we have a treaty with Taiwan.
Yes. We have a treaty with Taiwan.
Yes.
And El Salvador just left that treaty to go with China.
Yeah.
So China's making moves in Africa with different countries and even in
yeah.
South and Central America.
Yes.
And they should not
yeah.
be able to make moves in this hemisphere. That's actually scary.
Because Biden is weak and China wants to be the superpower.
Yes.
I
understand, but it's scary to see it happen when a country kicks out Taiwan to sign with China. In this hemisphere. Next comes the islands. Next
right.
comes Bahamas and all these other countries, these little countries. And what happens when they sign that agreement? Now they have a naval base. In this hemisphere.
And that's a big thing because there were reports of, we had a report of, forget about the balloon for a second, but we had a report of Chinese
yes.
submarines in the Gulf. last year. We have got the in the Atlantic, there's some reports. So they're all over right now. And if you ever had, if you ever played a game of Risk years ago, they're playing the board. And they're actually manipulating militarily to, while we're sleeping, to circle us.
Yep. And Biden is in on it because he's allowing it.
Well, somebody allowed the balloon to fly over.
Oh, he allowed it. It was probably his idea.
You know, but the thing is, it took four. There was a report that took they didn't notify Biden for 4 days. The Homeland Security, the Pentagon, did not notify Biden four days until
Obama knew.
Somebody knew.
Because we know who's running this country is Obama.
Well,
okay?
But anyway, I tell you
what do you think?
Go ahead. Well, I think his wife, Jill, is running the White House. I can see that. He's inviting people to the White House without consulting the White House.
Yeah, like George Soros' son, 24 times.
So someone's running the White House, but not him.
No, Obama is.
Oh, you know what? I made a joke that that Biden is like the old Get Smart episodes.
The cone of silence. Chaos. The cone of silence. That's true.
Who's Jaime the robot? Biden?
Really. You know,
reminds me of Get Smart, of Maxwell Smart, and I'm like laughing. I'm watching these old episodes. I'm like, gosh, Biden. That is Biden.
I know.
Chaos. No. Siegfried.
Okay. Yes, you guys remember this show better than I do.
It's my age. Don Adams, who played Maxwell Smart, lived across the street from me.
Get out of here!
Yeah, growing
he
up,
he was a funny guy.
He lived there. I grew up in Eagle Park, Queens. He grew up there. I had Tony Fields down a couple blocks down. I had Willis Reed and Cassie Russell. Willis Reed, who just passed away. Cassie Russell. I had the Knicks practiced in the 60s in Lost Battalion Hall, which is on Queens Boulevard. I grew up playing basketball with most of the Knicks at one time. So, you know, I had all the interesting stuff back then. But that's a good days when you play in the dirt field where ranges from 5 years old to 40 years old, the whole neighborhood came and played football and all kinds of softball, whatever it may be. But those days are gone.
Those days are gone, yeah. So you've got to bring the family back. Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you in search of candidates going to be running for the Senate and Congress?
I am. We want to make sure we get some Asians and some more Latinos. Down in Texas, the Latinos are finally waking up. I look at it like the Marilito. The first generation does the hard work and works the 18 to 24 hours a day to get the second generation into school and into college. And that's what pretty much happened with the Marilitos in the 80s, which now pretty much run Dade County. And now that's going on with Texas. And that's what's going to happen with this border. The first generation is coming. Those people, and I'm saying this as nicely as possible, a lot of them are being sent out of their countries because their country doesn't have any room for them to grow. And they're being sent to the U.S. And from their perspective, they see this as the land of hope. But that has happened before with Greeks and Italians and everyone else. So there's some compassion, but you also have to have some rules. Right now, we have no rules at our border. And like Trump said, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. And right now, we don't have a border. And these folks are walking through Panama. And Panama counts every single person that comes through Panama. So they can be tracked. And there's some things that really bother me, like this new drug, this new fentanyl and all these other things. Please don't tell me you cannot stop the sale of drugs, because everyone, including me and you, have a GPS tied to us. We all have a cell phone, which has a GPS, which knows our exact coordinates all day long. So when you tell me you can't stop drugs and that we have a problem with all these gangs, please don't lie to me. Please don't tell me you cannot track a drug dealer.
I agree with you. You know what we need? We need an Ellis Island on the southern border. We do.
Yes.
Where people can come in and we can register them and get it all situated. You know? There's nothing wrong with that. We should build it.
You're not going to get that until you secure the border. And to secure the border, you need to have a wall where it's supposed to be done. And you need to have border patrols doing their job and ICE doing their job and not their hands tied behind the backs because of Biden and company. And the Homeland Security individuals, that's really good.
Mexico can stop it. They did. What is their play?
They're in cahoots with some of them, with the cartels, but that's been generations to generations. That hasn't changed.
Yeah, but when Trump was in the White House, there seemed to be some team play.
Yeah, because he knew how to handle it. If you don't follow what we want you to do, we're going to tariff you to death.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
so
how
he
defeated
them. Why doesn't Congress get both?
Because they weren't the ones involved the tariffs. It was the executive branch that conducts the tariff, and Biden's not going to do that.
Okay, well, then you have two more years of shit.
We have two more.
But it's the truth. And then you got to worry about if they steal the election again. Okay, that is just
a big word, but that's why we need the grassroots canvassers, so they can't steal the election. We really need grassroots
What's happening? Yeah, both 2020 and 2022, the elections. Most of the elections that were stolen was done by ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots. Both Ron DeSantis and Trump both said the same thing within days of each other. Instead of fighting it, why don't we learn from it and do it our way and do ballot harvesting and everything the same thing as they did? And I agree with that. If you default, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. So pour in the millions of dollars. Let's do the ballot harvesting. Let's do exactly what the Democrats do and defeat them at their own game. That's what DeSantis said. That's what Trump said. And they're both working it. And we have to gain. And I think they're going to work in unison on that. And we've both sides, both teams are doing that, setting it up. So that's why when we have people like hashtag walkaway and resistance, Scott Pressler and company, also doing all that stuff. So we're working on it now. They're not going to be able to steal it anymore. And we got all the people working in that, because each state now has election integrity teams set up in that. And we're recruiting people even before the a year and a half before the elections. We're already recruiting poll watchers and security teams and everything set up that way. That's great.
Okay. Did you read what Katie Hobbs did? She said...
Yeah, well, she's going to jail for it. And there was already a warrant out for us. She will be. Just give me time.
Okay.
Look,
let me tell you guys, that's not the first election I saw stolen. The first election I saw stolen was Jeb Bush in 1996, when Governor Hecum, and I was at this debate, 1996, St. Pete Times Auditorium, and the last thing that Governor Hecum said, Lawton Childs, when they said, do you have anything to say, Governor? And he said, the Hecum rises early in the morning. That was the last thing he said. And Jeb had this puzzled look on his face, like, what does he mean? And I knew exactly what he meant. He meant we're going to have to steal this election from this Bush guy because he was up by 20 points. And that election was stolen. I can guarantee you that that election was stolen because Jeb was up by 20 points. And the Hecoon, Lord Childs, stole that election. Buddy McKay lost the next election to Jeb in 1999. So, yes, we do have to play your game.
It was a Democrat.
That's right. It was a Democrat.
So, it's not like a
Democrats
Republican
deal. They can't
it.
Win elections. Democrats cannot win elections on honest elections at all, anywhere in the country.
They
support criminals,
know,
to begin with. What do you expect?
Really? Because they are.
Okay, let's put it this way. Democrats support criminals. They don't support law-abiding citizens. Democrats support killing babies. They don't support life. Democrats support abortion pills that not only kill the baby but kills women too, which thank God for a Texas judge appointed by Trump that made that illegal for now. Democrats support open borders, drug dealers, rapists, and murderers. Democrats support mutilating children and destroying parental rights and families. If you're a first time mother or father, and you're a Democrat, you gotta have it examined. You gotta support. If you want to support your son and your daughter, you have to support Republicans because they're the only ones that support family rights, parental rights.
Yes, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Big dreams,
oh, that's
endless
the point, yeah.
Possibilities.
Okay, there's a lot more to go, but we only have a short time. So what we're going to do is, can you see the future? Where are you heading now for Black Pack?
Where are we heading now? We want to win Congress by a supermajority, and that's going to take a lot of grassroots. That's what I want to see for 2024. I want to see us have a supermajority in the House. I want to see us have a majority in the Senate. I don't know who the candidates are yet. It's still very early. But we can win this based on issues, not based on the candidate. The importance of the candidate can come later. I want to see our party get back to doing campaigning and less entertaining. I want to see I want to see Carrie Lake win, but I want to see her win because she's campaigning and not entertaining and stop doing all these rallies. I like to see the rallies not be as important as the door knocking. And that's why I want to see the party get back to the people and the people lead. That's what I like to see for 2024.
He would have won. Maricopa County was corrupt. Katie Hobbs was the secretary. She stole it. She
Oh, that's right.
She
certified
herself.
Yes.
Arizona is a corrupt state on the election. It's been that way for a number of years, especially Maricopa County. And
look,
that's
Chicago.
A big problem.
Hold it.
Chicago.
Yes,
Chicago election. That just took place. They voted for a person who was worse than the Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah. Wait, look at Pennsylvania. You had a guy who was suffering from
that?
A stroke. You had a guy who was suffering from a stroke, and everybody knew it, and he still won. He beat Dr.
In Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
How is that possible? I mean, not saying that Dr. Oz was here nor there, but he was certainly the less of two evils. Okay?
Yeah, and now we have a guy who can't even serve his seat. He can't even go to work because he was already suffering from a stroke.
We got other problems. You got Blumenthal who broke his leg. You got Mitch McConnell who's in bad health. I mean, you have a lot of people there who are in serious situations.
You're never going to get it.
Okay, we're running out of time. George, I'd like to thank you for coming on. Can you tell our audience where to find you and how to be part of Black Pack?
Yes, we're redoing our page right now. Our page is down. We'll be back up on Tuesday. It's blakpac.gop. We're redesigning our page to get a lot more volunteers in and to bring in more people. So blakpac.gop is our website. I have a personal website, george-farrell, F-A-R-R-E-L-L.com. You can find me there. And you can find me on Twitter. Don't look for me on Facebook because it's been hijacked, and I don't control my Facebook or my LinkedIn. So I just control my Twitter right now.
Will you come back in the future and keep us?
Anytime you guys
of
want me, I'll be up. Yeah, I'll be with you whenever you want me, and I'll have some good news.
Right.
I want to have some good news on Trump. I want him to get 5 million volunteers. I really want to push his team to do that. And not just rely on his personality to win this election.
We're going to get a lot of people and to do this. And that's one of the things about this radio show and the podcast is that we reach a lot of people. We're about 122 nations
worldwide. Who's that hater that told me not to come on your show? I couldn't find that guy. As soon as you posted, some guy who...
Yes. Oh, that's all right. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. When you see where the truth is out there, voice of the people, we expose corruption, and when we expose the con game that's going down here, and he's one of those. This guy, his name is first of all, he's not a senator. He's a fake on that. It was a nickname or moniker. And he pretends to be something he is, and we try to ignore his ass because he's not he's just a criminal. But the point is, and we just don't bother with that anymore. We walked away from that type of stuff. We're concentrating on helping others, and we're focusing on helping a single mom who she's a recovering. A recovering addict. She's special needs. She just gave birth 6 months ago with a nice, gorgeous looking boy, but she's with a lot of bad people, and we don't even know. When somebody asked her who the father is, she said it's complicated. We know what happened. Know what happened. But we're not going to torch that. But what she needs is to be changed in a different environment, and people that are supportive for her, the positive, uplifting people, and stuff like that. And right now, she's not getting. She's with a father who's a communist. She's with and that family, and she's got and who abused her was when she was a young kid, and she has a woman or a group of women that she hangs out with that one of them killed a 19-year-old, got away with it, drug dealers and stuff like that, and so she's been with a guy that's for many, many years that really didn't give a damn about it. He's a con man, and he's pretending to try. He's trying to squeeze out some fraud again, and that's a problem there. But I have faith in her. I know what she is. I know her for years. I know what happened to her, and I knew she was going to keep the baby anyway because what she and I talked about years ago, I know she's a right to life on that. She just needs to get some therapy and get away from bad people, and she'll be a great mom. And all we have to do is just have faith in it and try and keep positive and try and get positive reinforcements to her, and eventually she'll turn around. But right now she needs a lot of help. And this guy that attacked, I read what he wrote. He's afraid because we're expanding and we got other stuff coming on and other people coming on the shows in the next few weeks, and he can't take it. It's jealousy.
Oh, okay. Miss Christina Caramo, Michigan GOP chair. We helped with that a little bit. She was actually running for something else and didn't win, didn't get support of the chair of RANA.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually helped Marjorie Taylor Greene, because her district was 75% Hispanic. So we put out a lot of documents in her. We put out the mailers and other things in Spanish.
Yeah. I love Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I'll tell you why Roni McDaniel won. We didn't have a candidate and passionate enough to seize the win. That's my point.
Yeah,
with the girl in California, she was pretty good. She was the best shot. Mike Lindell was a French candidate. You know.
He's too.
She didn't win any races. I mean, she's in California. It's tough anyway.
Yeah.
But maybe, excuse me, maybe California will flip because what happened in San Francisco this last week with the murders in broad daylight, mm-hmm. I think that's going to change San Francisco and a lot of those cities. Are going to say, hey, we can't play this liberal game anymore.
Look in New York. Look in New York today some guy got shot in Queens and they let people just walk right by and let it die.
Oh wow!
It's like it's,
Gavin Newsom has problems. So
yes, he does. Yes, he does.
So we'll find. We'll see how it all turns out.
Anyway, we're running out. We've got a couple more minutes. I want to thank you for coming on the show. And we want you to come back. We'll get you in a few weeks when things. If you have anything new coming on, let me know and we'll put you on. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, and any news?
You're about to make me do the whole routine, Scarlett. You doesn't have to call me Mister. Don't make me do the routine.
Okay,
no.
George. I want to wish you and your family
you,
a happy Easter,
yes.
And I hope you had a really great day with them. And God bless you. You're a great
God
man.
God bless you. Thank
you so much. Coming on our show, and you have a great, safe evening. Enjoy.
I want to thank you so much for coming on, and happy Easter to you and your family, and thank you for not listening to, one of the great things you and I and anyone in the game knows, if you're getting hit by attacks, personal attacks especially, you're doing something right.
That's right. And happy Passover, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye now. That was George Powell of Black Pack, and we'll get him back on in a few weeks with updates.
So let me do my spiel. Okay. Great show, great interview, great gentleman, lot to learn. He's got some awesome ideas. I like him. I want him to come back so this way we can get more insight. And on that note, everybody, enjoy your night. I hope you had a great Easter. Hope you're enjoying your matzah. And this
and
is Scarlett
Wednesday,
coming off.
Wednesday.
And I'll
Wednesday.
Be back Wednesday. And I'll let Joe give you the whole whatever about who's coming. And this is Scarlett saying, God bless you. God bless America. God bless President Trump. And good night, everybody. Bye.
Okay, before we go, Wednesday's going to be an exciting show. We got Tommy Niemann coming on. He's an author and a former fireman. He has a book out for children's books. We're going to be talking children, morality, and God, and kids' rights. That single mom, you better be listening to the show on Wednesday because this could help you and your kid and others just like her. It's going to be great. Tommy Newman is an author of children's books and morality and right from wrong and what you could do and dreams and just wait and see. And give us a shout on Wednesday at 8 p.m. on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show with our special guest, Tommy Newman, on Wednesday evening. Have a great day now.
my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the